This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Michael Brandon, and we are excited to have in studio today a very special guest, First Bank of Alabama and Chad Jones. Businesses are the lifeblood of everything they do, how we work and how we interact, and the opportunities that we have to be successful. And today on this episode, we have President and CEO Chad Jones from First Bank of Alabama. How are you?
Doing well, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. Of course, Businesses in Our Backyard, we're talking about businesses that are the lifeblood of our community. Major milestone this year for First Bank of Alabama. This is a big, big deal. Talk about your big birthday celebration.
Absolutely. So in 1848, a little banker came to Talladega, Alabama, Talladega County, and opened up a banking store. And that later became known as Isabel National Bank, later became known as First National Bank of Talladega. And in 2015, we changed our name to First Bank of Alabama to represent the oldest continuously operated bank in the state of Alabama, the third oldest in the Southeast, and the 36th oldest bank in the nation. And it's right here in the backyard. So our business success has been wonderful for 175 years now and counting.
That's quite an accomplishment when you really take into consideration other businesses that have come and gone during that lifetime. I mean, countless ones. What would you say the success, what would you credit the longevity of your success to?
Well, you know, so whenever you say the word longevity, it's quite interesting. I'm the 13th president and CEO of a 175-year organization. So I think that the success comes with longevity of the leadership and longevity of where this business has been, and not that we have stayed the same. We have decided that back in 2017, we started expanding our footprint and recognizing the opportunities in rural communities around Talladega County. And so East Central Alabama is certainly the heart of First Bank of Alabama. And, you know, what makes it grow, what makes it thrive are the small businesses, the moms and pops, the transactional accounts that we have, the municipal relationships with the public funds and the cities, the counties, the school systems, the water departments, et cetera. If you're looking at projects that have been financed over the years through First Bank of Alabama. You go back, and I'm pretty sure that our stamp's somewhere on that.
The time that you have spent in banking and finance has been a long time. Not nearly 175 years, of course. Talk about how you got into the position that you're in today.
Oh, boy, that's always a fun story for me to tell. In 1996, I was on the fifth hole at Troy Country Club, where I was a college student. I was actually a sophomore in college. And on the fifth hole, Gary Guthrie, who was the president and CEO of Troy Bank and Trust, he and I played a little bit of golf here and there. And he asked me one day, he said, "Chad, what are you going to do whenever you grow up?" And I gave him an answer of, "Well, you know, Mr. Guthrie, I think I'm going to be just like you and have a real job." And that was in May of 96, and June 1st of 96, he said, "I want you at the bank. I want you to be working at the bank on June 1st, 1996. And so that started my illustrious banking career, and I haven't looked back. And as an employee mentioned to me earlier this morning, it's been quite a fun ride for me.
It sounds like you have had a great deal of experience and a lot of fun along the way. I know it can be stressful, of course, being in the financial world, but what do you enjoy most about your job?
Work hard, play hard, build your relationships, not only with your employees, build them with your communities, build them with your customer base, and know that that in the communities that you serve, you are the backbone for them financially. And as that opportunity grows for you to be a part of someone's success, that's where I know that I've always had my enjoyment of to watch other people succeed. But I know that other people have enjoyed being a part of my success, because I wouldn't have gotten to where I am without a mentor or someone who believed in me. And, you know, that pay it forward is a thought process that we have at First Bank of Alabama. And certainly in my life, has always been a pay it forward. Make sure that someone who is deserving of an opportunity has that opportunity. And you have to give them that opportunity and empower them to make that decision and come away with they owned that opportunity.
Such great words of advice there. And before we go to break, one other question that we look at here when it comes to the job that you're in. You talked about the fun side of things, or the lighter side of things, what motivates you. But what is the most challenging part of your job?
I think the most challenging part for me is knowing different personalities, knowing how to manage those different personalities and what makes someone click. Maybe it makes you and your family click, but it doesn't make me motivated. You know, a lot of people are motivated by a job title. Some people are motivated by more salary or more benefits or just an opportunity to go take a weekend at the beach. It just, the motivation factors are very defined in people's minds, and you sort of have to get in there and figure out, in our case, I have to figure out 135 different personalities of how to make them successful, to help make the bank successful, to help make our communities successful, because it starts with the individuals that are our employees. And as they're successful, then the bank becomes successful. And if the bank's successful, then the communities that we serve are successful.
We're talking with President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama, Chad Jones. When we come back from this short break, we'll talk a little bit about how you lead and some of those motivating factors that you bring to the table. This is Businesses in Our Backyard.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
We're continuing our conversation with Chad Jones, the president and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. Chad, in the first part of the chat that we've been having, we've been talking about First Bank, your big celebration that you're having, 175th anniversary. We talked a little bit about you and getting into the financial industry. What about when it comes to your day-to-day, when it comes to leadership and how you motivate your team? What are your tactics and how do you do it?
Well, the fun part about this is about 5 years ago, we changed our mission statement. And in that mission statement, the largest jump out to me is the word empower. We empower our employees to make decisions. We empower them to mess up. If they make a mess up, okay, you made it once, just don't do it again. You know, and hopefully the consequences aren't too bad. But as far as leading my team, I honestly get out of people's way. I'm not good at everything. I know a little bit about a lot, and it's just enough to make me dangerous. But as my HR manager and in-house legal counsel came and spoke with me the other day, he said, Chad, I want to share something with you that I've been meaning to share for quite some time. He said, I've noticed this in the past year and a half that I've been with the bank, is that your leadership style, most leaders push down on their employees, because once they get to a certain, they've risen to that certain level, and then they push down on them and say, you go do this and you go do that. He said, what I've noticed with you is you push your voice up. You push your voice up to the board of directors, your six outside directors who essentially are your bosses. you're firm with them, you're strong-minded with them, but then in turn, whenever you come to your employees, you're humble, you're asking for their input, asking for their advice, and always leaning on them to do their job versus you having to do it for them. You're not a micromanager. Micromanagement is not for me. It is a way to kill morale. It is a way to push someone away. In my opinion, I've always been more of the open-mindedness. I'm not a huge structure guy. My COO would say, yeah, Chad, he just sort of, he has his ideas, but we have to really pull him together to make sure that he doesn't go way too far out. And as you and I have discussed before, I have those squirrel moments where I'm like, oh yeah, what happened over there? But the leadership style is get out of people's way. Let them do their job, and you entrust them that you have the trust in them that they will do their jobs correctly with the right amount of guidance.
What's one tool in your toolbox that you carry with you all the time?
Compassion.
I wasn't expecting that answer.
I feel that as though it is very important. Whenever somebody needs a hug, give them a hug. Whenever someone needs reprimanding, give them that reprimand. But encourage them with passion and encourage them that they are a part of your organization and that they can, that they are the meaningful side of the organization. I get to be the front for the bank. But put me in a back room, put me on the teller line, put me back into lending. I'm not going to be as successful as our people are. Yeah. And our people are trained well. Our people are learning new products and services as the banking industry continues to grow. And I think that's important.
As we wrap up here, First Bank of Alabama, we've said it a few times, the 175th anniversary, it is a staple in this part of the state. What is one thing that you are looking forward to in this upcoming year that is going to be an improvement upon not only the bank itself, but the financial industry as a whole and why people should turn to First Bank for their financial needs?
You know, First Bank of Alabama has been serving rural communities. We've been through multiple world wars, multiple conflicts, depressions, recessions, et cetera. As I stated earlier, there aren't very many banks in the state or in the nation that can say, hey, we've been through this. First Bank of Alabama is not on the bleeding edge of innovation. We don't go out there and try and, start a new cryptocurrency account or anything like that. But we are keeping our eyes open. That we feel like you can bank when you want, where you want, how you want. And any of our 12 locations across East Central Alabama is certainly perfect. And go see us and enjoy the people that are there. That's what we're here for. If you want to come see us in-house. Or if you want to use an ATM, great. If you want to do digital banking or online banking, we're right there, FBAL.bank. is our new website that I'm having to get used to saying, FBAL.bank. But come see us.
Chad Jones, the president and CEO of First Bank of Alabama, thank you so much for joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. And be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. And be sure to give it a 5-star rating. Thanks so much for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.